The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Have you got your Ryanair refund if you were due one? If you had one of your flights from March onwards cancelled, did you actually get your money back? And we know there was all of this fuss about the offer of vouchers, but then Ryanair did say that they were actually making the refunds, that all of the March cash refund requests have been cleared. And Eddie Wilson quite recently said that as of the end of June, 50% of the April cash refunds have been dealt with. The rest would go through by the 15th of July. Except Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. There's a few of us in the Last Word office who haven't received our cash refunds. And having tweeted about it today, it seems there's many people who haven't got the money back that they've been promised. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Matt, and that's my experience as well. I'm still getting a lot of emails from people who haven't got refunds. You know, Ryanair, as you say, in July, early July, they said they were making rapid progress, was the phrase used by Eddie Wilson, the CEO of Ryanair, making rapid progress in processing the claims. They said that the March refunds, that they had all been cleared. They claimed all of those were paid. That 50% of the April cash refunds had been paid at that stage, and that by the 15th of July, which was last Wednesday week, the rest of the April refunds would be paid, and that by the end of this month they expect to have all the May refunds paid and most of the June ones. Now that's what they said, but you know, as you say, Matt, it was interesting. I looked at the Twitter feed when you guys put that up this morning, and an awful lot of people are saying they didn't get the March ones. You know, so this is March. Ryanair maintained that the March refunds have been paid. People are saying, no, we didn't get them. They're out of pocket for large amounts. They're annoyed. And people are annoyed, to put it mildly, Matt. People are really,
yeah, because, Charlie, some of the people, you know, I hear this said, it's only a few quid. What are you getting worried about? But actually, for a lot of people, it's a significant chunk of change. There are people who have booked their summer holidays that they weren't able to go on. People who have bills of thousands of euro, which have not been repaid to them.
Yeah, no, you're talking big bills here. You know, not unusual for people to be out of pocket to the tune of 3,000 euros, Matt. You're right, it's families, it's holidays. You know, they booked these a while ago. They have been trying to get refunds, no joy at all. Ryanair has been very poor at doing this now. You know, they're promising that they're getting up to speed on it, but it's just not happening. You know, Aer Lingus as well, a lot of complaints about
no
them.
Sense there at all. Aer Lingus, it has to be said. Sure, they're not even given the refunds, which are a statutory entitlement under EU 261. They're giving you a voucher with a longer extension date on it and a little bit of a bonus, but it's still not cash back. It's still a voucher.
It's a voucher. Look at it. It's very clear, Matt, you know, from the Commission for Aviation Regulation, you can accept a voucher, but you are under no obligation to accept a voucher. Under no obligation. But they have issued a lot of them. Aer Lingus tell me that they have issued 345,000 vouchers to date. You know, obviously Ryanair are issuing a lot of vouchers as well. A lot of the refunds that they're paying are actually vouchers. I mean, I got on to Ryanair, and the up-to-date, today's statement, they're telling me they have issued 750 million in refunds and vouchers, since the COVID outbreak in mid-March. And they expect to clear 90% of the backlog by the end of this month. Now, you know, there's only 5 working days left next week now to get this, to get that done. You know, so it's not good. A lot of people are waiting for a very long time here, Matt. You know, my advice to people would be, you know, they've spent a lot of time dealing with Ryanair. A lot of it's chat box stuff. You know, there's emails back and forth. People are asking for refunds instead. They get sent details about vouchers. If you're not satisfied and you've been trying to get a refund for 6 weeks, the Commission for Aviation Regulation will entertain a complaint at that stage. Their policy is you complain, and if you're not satisfied after 6 weeks, take it to the next level. Make a complaint to the Commission for Aviation Regulation. We have heard very little from that regulator, and you know, they had a statement in April about this, but very little since. I've been on to them a few times saying, listen, guys, should you not be doing a hell of a lot more here to help people? And, you know, I'm getting not much back, really. So I think, you know, force a bit of action from the Commission for Aviation Regulation, because Ryanair and Aer Lingus are just not up to speed on this. Obviously, these airlines are under huge financial pressure, Matt. You know, we're not being unrealistic here. But this is people's money. People have paid this money up front, so it is their money. They're entitled to a refund on that money.
I tell you what, I've just thought up a new hashtag. I'm just writing up a tweet as we talk here, Charlie, right?
Yeah.
And the hashtag is hashtag, where's my refund Ryanair?
Yeah.
So where's my refund Ryanair? Why don't we try and get that going and see, put pressure on them to pay over the money that they owe to people who still haven't received their back. It's good to hear that some people have received their money back, having effectively provided an interest-free loan to the airline, which has still got buckets of cash. Despite the fact it may be hemorrhaging, it came into this situation with cash reserves of what? Over £1 billion?
Yeah, I think it was well over that, Matt. Yeah, you know, so they really, really should be doing more on this. You know, Aer Lingus say they're putting more technology, more staff into it. Ryanair are saying they have more staff processing these refunds. But look, this has been going on for a long time now. Obviously, there's great difficulty with people not being in offices. There's security issues around people paying refunds from home laptops or whatever. But, you know, they've had time now to get this on board. And really, I think people have lost patience here. You know, they understand the airlines are in a very, very difficult position, but they also need their money back. Very interesting comment from Which in the UK, Matt, the consumer magazine. They said that nothing can be said to be certain except debt, taxes and Ryanair letting down passengers. And I'm afraid, you know, that is what we're left with from this now. Ryanair are just not doing enough. Aer Lingus the same. Really, people deserve better on this.
So the hashtag is, where's my refund Ryanair?
Right, we get that
okay.
One going, Matt.
Where's my refund Ryanair? Okay, thank you very much, Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.